I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Buzz.
Welcome to the Shaws of Sunset After Show. Tonight we have a jam-packed show. We have Mr. Mike in studio with us. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you feeling?
Amazing. So happy to be here.
Great. Thank you so much. We have a lot to get into, guys. So we have Vegas, of course. Destiny sleeps with Sam, and Sara is not happy about it. We have a little, you know, drama between Paulina and Nima, which I'm sure Mike can tell us a lot more about. And of course, Gigi is not having a good time. You know, she just got artificially inseminated, and she is not feeling herself. So we're gonna get into all of that. But of course, first, my name is Rivette Soro, and to my left, he needs no introduction. Obviously, oh. Mr. Mike Shahood, the one and only. And to his left, she is a Shaws of Sunset OG day one fan, Carla Contreras.
Hey, everyone. This is an honor. I feel like, am I really doing this right now?
You are. And to her left, we have the one and only Amir Yasai, who has been jumping over fires and jumping into your hearts.
Oh. It's almost Persian New Year, too. Next week, we're going to be jumping over some fires.
Can I join you?
Always.
Thank you.
You're my Iraqi sister girl. You know.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, guys. So let's get into it. We start off this episode tonight in Vegas. Of course, Destiny is living her best life, you know? And I love that for her. Why is Sara so upset?
Why is Gigi so upset about it? That's my bigger question. Like, let a girl have fun. I feel the same way. You don't need a permission slip to go sleep with someone. Like, just do it. Who cares? Life is short.
Mike
has opinions. Mike, tell us.
I'm just excited to know that she's into dudes because I had my own thoughts about what's going on. Maybe, you know.
I thought that too myself, actually.
Honestly, yeah. not dissing her because I love my gays and I love my lesbians.
Sure.
I'm just like, yo, you know, just live your best life. Right. Live your true life. Mm-hmm. Because it was always a guy had something wrong with him and no one met her standards. And then we see this guy and I was like, that guy met your standards?
You don't think he's good looking?
You think so?
Yeah, good looking man.
I think he's good looking, but I think Destiny's out of his legal.
Bleach blonde Persian dude with like a not even cleaned up beard. Like, yo, I'm so about being fresh.
Right.
That if you know you're gonna be like filmed, get a fresh lineup, dude.
True.
It's $40.
Fair enough. Mike speaks the truth. I mean, listen, he has to sign a release. He knows he's gonna be on camera.
No, for sure.
Not by accident.
No, they told him, like, yo, you're gonna come over see your sister, you're gonna be on camera. Mm-hmm. That shirt, those clothes. Look, dress fresh.
I mean, he's definitely not boyfriend material, but for a one-night stand...
Fuck boy material.
There you
absolutely
go.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
You can say it
whatever
once.
Whatever you want.
I'm sorry.
You're Mike. Just say it.
Oh, shit. All right.
You're not going to spell it F-E-C-K. Too much work. That's too much work. Mike's busy.
Yo, but I met dude outside of that, and like, I was wearing a gold chain, and he comes up to me. He's like, I like your chain. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. He goes, yeah, I think I'm going to take it. I was like,
bold.
I'm like, yo, I wish you would. And then Sherman rolls up right behind me. He's like, bro. And he puts his finger in his chest. Like, be careful, man. You know, like, you don't want to do that. He got a little ballsy.
I think he's trying to get a storyline.
I think everyone's balls dropped this season.
Yeah, Nima,
this guy, it's, you know, and they're going after, I don't know, they're going after me, the nice guy.
You're always the best guy. You're the best.
We won't let them come after you. So, okay, clearly Sam is ballsy. Why did he come down to brunch when Destiny's mom was meeting them?
Because he wants to be dramatic. And Persian moms, it's so good. Like, to see a Persian mom, she was fine with it. I think Destiny was squirming more than the mom. The mom was like, okay, whatever. She seemed fine. The mom seemed chill.
The mom is so dope. She's so
she
cool.
Seemed cool.
And, like, Destiny and her mom are, like, sisters. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you're having a one-night stand, you don't really want your mom to meet dude, then be like, what happened to him? Like, oh, yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah, I think Destiny just didn't have the balls to be like, leave. She was just like, I don't want to be mean. And she was like, and then I think she stuck between the brother and Sara. Mm-hmm. But I think, Sara. She needs to chill because, listen, I don't want, you know, my sister hooking up with my friends. But if it's going to happen, I can't stop it. We're all adults. Like, you need to just chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
But apparently it was really good sex, is from what she was saying, so...
Yeah.
Maybe she wanted a little
more... Dick pics were involved.
Were they?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She shared them with Nima. She shared them with Nima.
Accidentally. I've been there.
Whoops. We all.
Mom, don't go left. Only go right.
All right. Well, Amir, I think it's time for you to tell our guests how much we love them and how much we want to thank them.
Oh, my God. Yes, you guys are the reason... AfterBuzz is the ESPN of TV talk. Please go rate us, like us, comment, and look at the kind of people we get. Look at Mike. I mean, OG cast member, like, it's dope. So please go on Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars. We deserve 6, but we'll settle for 5. So thank y'all.
Love it. And we saw all of your comments last week, and we wanted to thank you. There's a lot of positive ones, so thank you for that. Okay, moving on. So Gigi officially goes and gets inseminated, right?
Yes,
that's the correct term. I don't want to mess
turkey basted.
Even better. Even better. And she, it's, you know, it's hard when you're a smoker and you know, you drink constantly to completely go cold turkey. I mean, Mike, as her friend, how was that sort of experiencing her, you know, journey?
I'm really excited for her. She had stopped drinking for quite some time. I hadn't seen her drink in a long time. She put down the alcohol, picked up the joint, and she became super chill. Mm-hmm. And then she gave that up because, you know, she's been wanting to have a child for so long, and, you know, we only have so much time where we can make that happen, and she wanted to carry the baby. So I'm really proud of her. She's been really responsible. She hasn't smoked, and she's so far doing amazing.
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
She's glowing.
I mean, if MJ can do it, I think we can all do it, okay?
So, oh, shit!
Pew, pew! MJ is a savage. She parties like a 21-year-old. And, I mean, I'm 25, and I can't even party like that. Like, hangovers will take me out for a day or two.
It's the Persian blood. I think we invented alcohol. She, yes, maybe, no.
Dude, the girl wake... When we go on trips, she'd wake up with bottles of alcohol next to her, wine. In her interviews, she would request that they have alcohol for her.
She's gangsta.
Yeah. Real thug.
She can hang.
Well, that's no joke.
Yeah.
But I want to give a big shout out to, what was I going to, oh my God, I lost my train of thought. Let's just move on. I don't
Damn
know.
It. Okay.
I had a good point, but whatever.
When it comes back to you,
it's
jump
the gay
back
brain.
In.
It's fine.
So Adam and Gigi go to a cat cafe.
Yes.
Where Adam tells Gigi about Destiny and Sam, and she did not take it well.
Mm-mm.
I was taken aback, just like you said, Carlette. She was so upset by that. I think she might have had like a tumultuous relationship with her own sister.
She did. Remember we saw it? And the mom was in the middle. And I think
she
was like, this could have broken me and my sister like irreparably if this happened to us. I think she kind of did a bit of transference. Sometimes, you know, in therapy, you kind of transfer your own, you project onto people, and she's, you know, in therapy and all of that. So I think my girl kind of projected a little bit.
100%. I agree with him. I think she's maybe a little, not in the bad way, but a little possessive over the people around her. Especially, let's say, her sister. You've seen them get into so many crazy fights.
Mm-hmm.
Over nothing, it really seems like. So I can see something like Sarah's brother sleeping with her really, like, you know, pissing her off.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. She's interesting. I just don't get why she cares so much.
I do think a little bit it would be a different dynamic. I have brothers. I don't have any sisters. So if one of my friends slept with one of my brothers, I don't think I would care. But that's just like a personal thing. But everyone's different. So I kind of get it, but I kind
of
don't.
But I can guarantee you if one of your brother's friends slept with you, dead.
That would not be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
Thank you for the sound effect.
Or
thank you.
Latin girls too, man. You know, you can't even look at a guy's sister, let alone like touch her.
See, I think with some people, but I feel like not all men are like that. Like, I have so many friends who they're like not crazy over their little sisters. They're just like, we're all adults. You kind of have to learn on your own. Like, let her be.
I don't know any Persians.
Not around here. Not around here.
People have been telling me I'm possessive and like controlling. No, I'm just chivalrous. That's my girl. You know what I mean? Like, I want to protect her. What are you doing sitting down and talking to my girl? You have to ask me.
Yeah. Right, so let's get into that. You found out after the fact.
Right.
That did not sit well with you, which I completely understand. I mean, there's no reason that you should have found out after. But, I mean, we saw at the cooking party, which you were paired up with Nima, which must have been really annoying for you.
Yeah, frustrating.
It was a big blow up. I mean, how are you guys, like, today, like, after that?
Like I've said, he's like my little brother. I love him. But, you know, when you come into a new group, it's like getting locked up. You got to go after the biggest guy and fight him so that everybody else knows, yo, you can't steal my lunch, right? So he's trying to come after me to prove that, you know, he can handle and keep his own. And I'm good with that. Cool, yes, flex. But don't go too far. Whatever you need, you know, come after me. Don't get my girl involved, because he might slip up and say something stupid to her. And because I've spoken so highly of my friends to my girl, she's going to take that as like as like word. You know what I mean? Like, oh, your friend said it, so it must be true. right? Mm. And women, sometimes they lose sight of like what can possibly be true, you know, or why they say that. Then they start reading into it. Then I'm going to have arguments with my girl because this idiot was trying to ruin my relationship because I said something to him that upset him about his girl.
And he kind of was making like allegations toward you during their lunch, and I was like, she took it very well. She's a very classy girl.
Mm-hmm. She is.
But so he was classy. Saying some things that were definitely, I think, against what she's seen of you. Mm-hmm. So I can see how maybe that brought some trouble back home. But who are you really mad at more, Nima or her? Or for different reasons, you were mad at both?
Different reasons, mad at both.
Mm.
Nima, because he's my bro. He should have said, he should have told me, yo, I'm going to have lunch with her, and these are things I want to talk to her about. And my girl for not telling me. But I knew my heart, my girl's heart was pure when she went. She was going there to to stick up for me and make sure that Nima understands that he can't say these things. But with Nima, he was going there to try to defame me.
He was. And I wonder if the reason Paulina didn't tell you was because she was worried maybe if you came there it would escalate. And I think that she was probably thinking, like, these two, they're testosterone, right? Like, and being Persian, I get it. Like, we're very fiery.
A lot of testosterone.
She was thinking it might escalate.
So, and she knows me so well. Like, this is the first time I've been in a relationship where I've been so honest with her. Like, I've told her everything that's happened.
Awesome.
I share everything with her. I love spending time with her. And it takes a lot to get me upset with her because I realize what an amazing woman she is and I don't want to lose her. So I kind of tone it down.
Mm.
Instead of being so aggressive, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, but with Nima, you only got a short version of what that lunch was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were together for like an hour.
Oh, wow.
And he made a lot of accusations and a lot of allegations about me talking about how I'm not fit to be the man in her life or in these children's lives, that, you know, of her kids' lives.
That hurt me more when she said that about the stepkids, because I was like, you're stepping in as the stepfather, and that's a huge role. And to say that was just, they're children. Like, don't bring them in.
Yeah, don't
get
them.
It's not cool.
And because he was saying those things is why I said that his dad didn't teach him, because I was trying to give him a taste of his own medicine.
Like, below the belt a little
bit.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
Like, we could talk about each other's girlfriends, yo. You know, like, okay, fine. She's your ex-girlfriend. I brought her up, and that's a hot button for you. You could talk about Paulina and we could, you know, go back and forth about that, but bringing in the kids is when I got upset and I waited, and that's when I retaliated by talking about his dad.
Because you were so calm when he called you a cheater and a liar and all these things, and I was like, wow, Mike is taking this so well. And I think it's because you see him as a little brother, and even on Instagram you guys have like kind of like a little bit of like light shade back and forth. You're like, you can't even lift, I saw it on your, can't even lift 25 pounds. Like, there's a little bit of light shade, and you guys are still following each other, so I know it's all in good fun.
He's my boy.
But he's very, listen, I think at the end of the day, you know, he's kind of non-threatening.
Yeah.
He has a new set of teeth. He's non-threatening. Like, you know that kind of.
Yeah.
I think he wants to prove himself, you know?
Yeah,
like, you're
cute.
Like the OG, the top dog. And he wants to be full Persian.
Yeah, he's cute. He's sweet. You know, he's a really nice guy. He's trying to flex a little too much, and I just had to check him.
Mm-hmm. Don't bring the kids into it. That's a Bravo, like, rule. Housewives, this show, don't bring the kids.
Dude, my mom called me. She's like, Nima, I'm Shuru Kyad, meaning like, Nima started with you too? You know, like, the nerve of this guy, you know? Like,
oh, I love
your
parents.
My mom watches it, right? And she gets really upset because she's like, how dare these people talk about you this way?
Right.
So that's my biggest worry, is that the people who are seeing the show will believe the things that come out of a certain person's mouth because they are my friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Are you the firstborn in your family?
Firstborn.
That's why that firstborn is like Dudutala number one.
Number one.
If you don't know what Dudutala means, we've talked about it. It means like the number one in the family.
Yes.
That's sweet.
I'm the lucky one.
Oh, sweet.
Well, hopefully Nima has learned his lesson.
He better stop flexing. There's nothing to flex. Mike's got the muscle.
He's trying.
So a lot of things happen at that cooking class. Okay, Gigi gets like a sharp pain in her stomach. I initially thought that she got up because she was so upset about Destiny sleeping with Sam, but she got a pain. She thought she was having a miscarriage, which was so sad to see. How was like the aftermath of that? That whole thing. I mean, everyone was kind of like not sure what was happening.
You know, unfortunately, I made some remarks about how she was crying wolf, and you know, I feel bad because I didn't know what she was going through. And in the past, she's done things for attention, and I should not have brought it up, and I feel bad about that.
Mm.
You get caught up in the heat of the moment. I was pissed off about the whole Nima situation, but she's a trooper, man. She's been through a lot with the pregnancy, and any woman who's gone through in vitro. Is they know that it's not a sure shot. Like, no. you got to try. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. And it could be heartbreaking because you have your heart set on it. And,
right. And her parents were so amazing. Like, having Persian parents to allow your child to have, you know, a kid on their own, like, without a husband is pretty, like, modern and amazing. Progressive.
That's very, very proud of her parents. Absolutely. Like, you have to, that's, like, straight, that's American mentality, right? Because Iranians are like, no, you get... You grow up, you get married, then you have kids. And it's not the other way around. Like, for me to be dating a woman with two kids, my mom at first was tripping out. Like, all these women out here with no kids, why you find one that has kids? I'm like, I didn't seek her out. I met her, I fell in love with her. And I'm like, okay, whatever baggage you have, we're going to unpack together. I'm all good. Let's go.
Oh, you're so romantic. And I love you.
I love her because I was in a bad relationship. So when God blessed me with a good one, I was like, I'm not going to mess this up.
Do you think it's sometimes good to have something be really bad, like a bad breakup, and then appreciate the good?
Definitely.
Well, absolutely. You clearly understand.
I'm answering
for you. I'm like, Carla.
How will you appreciate the good if you don't know what the bad feels like? Absolutely. Happiness is so much more pure when you've been through hell.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, absolutely. I've been in a relationship where it was, like, we would sleep in separate rooms. We were never intimate. We were always fighting, always putting each other down. She was a great person. She was very smart, very sweet, very beautiful, but it just, we didn't mix. Like, I was just gas to her fire, you know what I mean? And it was exciting, but then after that moment of excitement and the, like, crazy sex, then it was like, okay, back to fighting. And I was like, oh, man.
That's not fun.
No.
And she didn't allow you to be you. The way again, I don't know you guys personally, but on the show, Paulina gives you the space to be Mike. Which I think is, like, so beautiful to watch.
And I become Mike. I've become the best version of myself. Right. I didn't like the person I was. Because I was in a relationship where I didn't feel like I was advancing and nothing I did was good enough and we're always fighting, so I was always having self-doubt. So then I would take it out on her because I hated myself. Right? So then we were always fighting because she didn't know how to make me happy. I didn't know how to make her happy. So it's just this revolving door of me treating everyone around me like shit because I was not happy at home.
Absolutely. Interesting.
Pick your partners wisely, people.
Yeah. Yep. It's so cool that you can just self-reflect and really just, you know, go down your path. And I'm sure seeing it on TV play out is so maybe therapeutic because you're like, oh, like, do I really sound like that? Like, do I really look like that? I can only imagine. And you're helping so many people, too. I mean, I'm Middle Eastern as well. And just to see, you know, other people, I'm not Persian, but I'm from Iraq, and it's like, even like my family's like, oh, like, you know, like they, I'm like, look, like it's normal, like it's not like a crazy thing. They're like, oh, it's like you're opening people's minds and hearts, and I think it's a really cool thing, and it's very brave.
Thank you very much. I love my Iraqi people. My grandma's actually Iraqi.
Oh, amazing.
Iraqi Jew. Yeah, she makes kubbeh, which is like
kubbeh. We're practically cousins.
Kubbeh's like a small kebab. It's like a small kebab.
Like that, it's in this shell. It's so good.
So good.
And, like, my grandma speaks Arabic. She's so cute. And, like, she's just amazing. They're very good people. All Middle Eastern cultures are very much alike.
Yeah.
Even, like,
I'm missing out on so much. Yeah, I'm Guatemalan.
Well, okay. Oh, very similar. My brother's married to a Guatemalan girl.
Oh, look at that. We're all connected. I was really left out. I'm glad.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, dude. Andrea, she's the best. Awesome. The best. My parents... I've been to Guatemala, like, visit them.
We look similar. Like, I get Latino a lot. I get Argentinian a lot. I've got, like, we have similar features. So we're all, you know, big families, big food.
All of it. Okay, so let's get into just, like, this whole season and everything.
Yes.
You are filming, or you are done filming, season 8. How has it been filming with, like, a serious girlfriend this season compared to the last few seasons where you were, you know, single, bachelor, just kind of living your life? Have you liked, you know, bringing her onto the show and really opening up that way?
It's crazy. Every year I was dating someone or was in a relationship, whether it was, you know, like, serious or just dating. But this is the first season where... I was really comfortable allowing my partner to be on the show because I was like, this is going to be my forever. So I want her to be a part of it. And I was like, yo, just use your best judgment because whatever you say, whatever comes out of your mouth, they'll use. So she's just so smart for being so young. She's only 29, but she just gets it, you know? She's a mom, awesome. So she just understands. It's like, and she's just so loving and caring and she's... attracts a lot of positive energy around her. So usually the group is very hard on people that I brought around.
Right.
Like when Jessica came into the picture, they were like, is it Jessica or Jessica? She's Italian.
I remember those.
It's Jessica.
Persians are hard to get in with.
Where did you grow up? What did your dad do? All this shit, right? And like, they just made her feel so uncomfortable. She's like, oh, you guys are weird, you know? But with Paulina, they were like, oh, you're amazing. We love you. Oh, my God. And Mike's so great with you. And blah, blah, blah. So it's like, oh, it's like, okay. So she shined, you know? And she walked in. She's like, oh, I love this. Okay, yeah. Cool. Your friends are cool. I like this. And it just, it made it easier this year than others.
Definitely.
And Reza co-signed. Did he know her from before? It seemed like he had his own little friendship with her. That was cute.
It was my 40th birthday. I called like a week before. I was like, yo, so yeah, I decided to have a party at my house. I really want you to come. I love you. Make sure you're there. Bring Adam. And by the way, you're going to meet my girlfriend that I've been dating for a few months. And he's like, what? What? And like, we're best friends. You never told me about this girl. I was like, yeah, I kind of kept it a secret because you guys are assholes. Typically fuck up my relationship, so
awesome.
I wanted to keep her, so I kept her quiet. And now that we're like, you know, we're a core unit together,
right?
I'll allow you guys to try to do
it. There was nothing they could, there was like a wall up at it that
was
point.
There was fortress, you know.
Speaking of that, how did you get to the fortress? Did you guys have like a lunch or a coffee date and we're like, this is like, don't talk about these things on camera? Or were you just like, Paulina, good luck, kind of put her in the deep end?
I just said, you know, maybe one day our parents are gonna watch this.
Okay.
Just make sure you act accordingly. You know what I mean? Don't buy into the hype of trying to be the next Kim Kardashian because you don't care about that. Just be yourself and just watch what you say. You know, don't get involved in too much of the drama because it's not her show, right? It's she doesn't need to be involved in it. It's
about she's successful on her own. Like, she does her own thing.
You know, it's not a matter of the success. It's just, I just didn't want her to get involved in the he said, she said, shit talking, you know, saying negative things about her. I didn't want her to get that backlash later because the Bravo audience is unforgiving.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
If they don't like you, they will tell you.
Yeah.
And they won't stop.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to say for the comment, I think, that was made right when she was introduced, that you're with her for her money? I think it was Reza, right? Someone said that. They're like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He likes to be sassy.
Let me tell you that. Let me tell you something. She does okay. She comes from an amazing family. It was more for me the fact that her mom and dad are still together. They're super duper in love. They go on dates together. Aww. They go on vacations together. Her mom calls her dad Papa, and Papa calls the wife Mama, and they're the cutest.
So sweet.
Mom wears chrome hearts. Like,
mom's there.
Like she'll come over and I'll be at Paulina's house and she's dressed impeccably. I'm
amazing.
Like, you're a mom? You're a grandma? And she's dressed like so dope. And I loved their relationship. And that's what really got me excited because I wanted someone to come from something like that so that they can mimic what they have.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
What they've had at home. You know what I mean? Not that there's anything wrong with being divorced. I'm divorced. But it's just something I really wanted. I wanted to have really cool in-laws. I wanted to have my brother-in-laws. And she's just got this really cool family. She's amazing. And it's great. And I have my own money. I don't need...
Exactly.
I would never
you're a boss.
Fucking depend on a woman? Mm-mm. No. I only depend on her being her and giving me like support and love and nurturing and me back to her, and we'll build whatever we want to build together.
Awesome.
Love
you
it.
Know? Ours.
Aww. I mean,
that's a healthy relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Her daddy's money is going to come to me, and what am I going to do with it? Live under his thumb for the rest of my life?
No.
Hell no.
No.
I don't need that. Thank you.
Can I be silly with you a little bit?
Of course.
So gay Twitter is like going nuts. They're calling you the number one Bravo daddy, like all your shirtless scenes.
Oh.
So gay Twitter, like, so they're like, you know, Black Twitter, there's like a gay Twitter. So people are going nuts for, like, he's loving it. Look at his face. So I'm wondering, like, how you feel about that title that we've given you.
That's great. Okay. I personally like gay dudes better than I like straight dudes because they're super friendly. they're you know.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, hell yeah. So, you know, if I, you know, tickle your pickle, great.
Tickle your pickle.
I have no problem with it.
Awesome.
I thought I looked fat as fuck. I was like,
no, we love it.
Damn.
No. We're loving it.
My girl does too. She's like, you're too skinny now. Weird.
No, I think because like we won't get too into the fetishes, but the gays love like that body type.
They keep asking to see my feet. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, we love that.
Oh,
daily messages on Grindr, like, I'll pay to see your feet.
No.
Like, I can make a business out of that. Anyway, that's not about me.
Wiki
but moving
feet.
On.
Wiki feet. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I have one kind of weird question, I know. Paulina is vegan.
She was.
What did she order at Taco Bell? Because you guys went there at your first date.
Cute.
I'm just dying to know.
Double Decker Supreme, no meat. The beans are vegan.
Wait, the point is that you remembered.
Oh, yeah.
That was the point. Passed the test. You passed.
Did you guys eat inside or drive through?
Eat inside.
Cute.
And on the one on Vine, I don't know if you've ever been there. There's a lot.
Yeah, there are.
There's a lot. Yeah. Like, I saw a lady with scissors there once. Dude. I still walk past her. I was like, I need my chalupa, bitch.
Yo. Sometimes I'll surprise her and take her home some. And they don't have Double Deckers at Taco Bell anymore, so they're like, what's that? And I have to explain to them, like, okay, take the
Of course you get a custom order at Taco Bell. So extra! So Persian!
On the secret menu.
He's like, off menu.
I'm like, that'll be $82.65, please. I'm like, two tacos. We don't have it on the menu. I'm like, all right.
I'll pay whatever. Yeah. Happy, you know.
Yeah, happy wife, happy life.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
All right, a little bit more serious now. Yes. What is your current status with MJ?
Ooh. That's my boo. I talked to her today. As a matter of fact, she was a little depressed. I don't know what was going on. She's like, you know, these people are just so brutal on social media, and I'm just having a down day. So I spoke to her for like an hour and a half.
Awesome.
I actually got like 3 words in, which was cool. Typically, she likes to talk. It doesn't stop. But we chatted, and I think I left her a little bit. Actually, she hit me up. She's like, I'm so happy we spoke, and let's see. Mikey June, you really cheered me up. You see, today at 12:50, I was so low.
Oh,
yeah. So I love her. And
people are mean to her. I mean, there was the whole thing about her smoking near her kid, but she's like, I was 200 feet away from my kid. Yeah. He was with like my husband. It's like, leave her, let her
trolls,
live.
Trolls, man.
Yeah.
Trolls.
Just get a life. Trolls. Like, yeah. She's disgusting.
She's such an amazing mother. She's a really good friend. Yeah. She's a great wife.
Awesome.
You know, she's been through it, and you know, she perseveres. She's strong. She lost her dad, which was the closest human being to her. Mm-hmm. And you know, she bounced back and was like, "All right, I'm gonna do this." And you can't forget your friends because you've had some differences with them. You know, especially real friends in this in a world like this where, you know, girls go to the bathroom together, come back like, "Oh, we're besties." You know, like you just met.
Yes,
30 years of friendship. You can't just throw that away.
Loyalty too. Yeah, absolutely.
So, how has it been though, being in the middle of two people you love so much? So Reza and MJ, and they
talking absolutely. About you two. I was like,
I mean, other than us. Other than us, obviously. Reza and MJ. I can't imagine how hard that must be.
It's horrible.
Wow.
You know, Reza has some choice words for Reza, and I mean, Reza has choice words for MJ. MJ was talking shit about Reza today, and I'm sitting in the middle, like, yo, look, you know, it happens. There was rumors, it got a little out of control. Let's get back together and be friends. I'll never talk to him again. No, fuck her. It goes like that, and then the next day, you know, you get off your high horse. You're like, I really miss my friend. So it's a lot of ups and downs, and I'm trying to navigate through that water because ultimately. Like I said, you can't throw away 30 years of friendship over some dude who is fame hungry and who's doing interviews everywhere. I'm talking
clout
about
clout chasing.
Yeah, clout chasing and just
we know who you're talking about.
Thriving and
starts with an A.
Yeah, loving the fact that he's getting any attention. So. Yeah. I mean, who's going to take that full seriously and really believe anything he says?
He's always been like that. I actually know him. So it's always he's always been kind of doing that. But I think that, like, the way you're handling is the right way. You're listening to both sides. And I think that as a mediator, it's just good to listen.
That's it.
And I think they'll come together. You know how Persians are. We plan your wedding and then we slash your tires.
That's right.
Could you say it again, please?
Hello, Siri's trying to join the conversation.
I apologize for that.
No, it's fine. Persians are like that. We're 1 second planning our wedding, the next we're slashing our tires, and then we're back to being friends. we're like that.
Passion.
We have a lot of passion.
Yeah.
Dude, we all know. It's just that's the way it is. Like, Reza was her groomsman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At her wedding, I have videos of them. We went shopping after MJ's dad passed away. We went for her fitting for her dress, and like they were buying each other Cartier bracelets and saying I love you and Emma, kissing and hugging each other, and like they've been through so much. When Reza came out as a gay man, her family was the first people he told that he's gay. That's a significant thing that happens in a person's life. That's, you know, that's life changing.
It's crazy.
You'll never forget that, right? We were talking about this before.
Absolutely.
So it's just there's a lot. This friendship is so deep the roots are so deep that you can't just, that tree is never going to die.
No.
You know
what
I mean? It's going to go through seasons where it's going to lose its leaves. But come fall, when spring comes, it's going to get back to the way it was.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I hope, maybe hopefully during Persian New Year, they can come together. And that's next week. I mean, that's hopeful, but maybe.
Maybe. I think the opposite of love is just indifference. And clearly, there's still so much passion. Like, if they're venting to their friends about each other, they still care so much.
Amen.
Looking from the outside, looking in, I do think, and I'm very hopeful for their friendship to rekindle, but only time will tell.
Absolutely.
I think after the reunion, once they've aired out all their grievances, because they have not sat in a room together since the show stopped.
Wow.
So since we stopped filming. And, you know, there's a restraining order and there's a lot of hard feelings. But once they're forced to sit down and hear each other's sides, and once the entire season plays out and they get to see everything that happened and hear the other person's perspective, I think it's going to change a lot of things.
I think so too. Do you like reunions? Have you ever walked out of one? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
You've always stayed through the reunion. Yeah.
I'm not going to walk out. Because if I, 1 year was really bad. The year I was going through my divorce and there was cheating accusations, all this other shit.
Yeah.
They were beating me up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, I'll take it. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I did the crime. Mm-hmm. But MJ's walked off. Gigi's walked off. You know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Is it scheduled yet, the reunion?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll have to stay tuned. Any last burning questions?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think we got it covered.
I had one quick question about Gigi's baby shower. I saw you guys were all there, and how was that? Was it just kind of a moment of coming together for everyone?
It was really cool. I was so pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. She's like, dress as if you're going to brunch in Dubai. So I'm like, what?
Oh, very specific.
We love that meme.
Yeah, all right. And we rolled up, and it was at his parents' house. Her parents had just remodeled their home. A beautiful view. The spread was amazing. Bar was flowing with alcohol. Everyone was drinking. There was an amazing live band. Gigi looked beautiful. It was really nice.
Awesome.
It was really nice. Awesome. Gigi has grown up so much. Mm-hmm. And to watch her keep making strides in the right direction, because I've noticed since we were 12 years old, so she had braces, pre-nose job, pre-boobs, pre-butt. She's like a little boy, you know what I mean? Because she was a tomboy. She was aggressive, and she wanted to hang out with the guys. Mm-hmm. And to watch her grow up to be this woman who's now having a child, it's just mind-blowing, and I'm so proud of her.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true friend. I love it. All right, Amir, I think you have some news for us.
I do. So we have, there was the picture of Gigi. She did a photo shoot with the baby bump. So she's looking real sexy. And I had teased this a couple weeks ago. I had said she's going to do something cool. Mm-hmm. So she found this amazing photographer, and it's on her Instagram. And people are really giving her all the love. So I think a lot of people have rallied around her. Even people that were kind of her haters have kind of been like, listen, she's doing this on her own. We respect and see her. And I think it's really dope.
Yeah.
I'm
amazing.
Here for it. Yeah, she looks stunning. She's absolutely feeling herself. And I think she's going to also... Did she have the baby yet? No.
Not yet.
She's going to pick a really cool name. I'm guessing she's going to pick a very, cool Israeli, fun... something really roomy or something just really whimsical like that. I'm in.
Do you want another name?
I do!
Will you tell us?
It's on her Instagram.
Oh, it is. Oh, I should tell my... Listen, I found that. I got distracted.
Elijah.
Oh, yeah,
I might have seen it and then thought, it's a biblical name, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, it's because she likes Elijah Wood. So I did do the research. I just
Wait, did we talk about this?
We might have talked about
it. I think we talked about it last week. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
We were just so blinded by how amazing she
looks.
She
looks really hot.
Can you blame us?
Yeah.
She looks super hot. I mean, and listen, pregnant women are gorgeous. We saw Demi Moore do it.
Absolutely.
And a lot of celebrities have done it, and now Gigi's in that kind of class.
Speaking of fetishes, some guys have fetishes.
Oh, they do. There's a dating app.
Yeah.
And women, a pregnant woman get super horny. Side note, it doesn't. I don't know why I know that, but I do.
It's true. I don't know why I know that either, but
we're going to make a weird left turn. We're going to talk about Mike's new French bulldog.
Oh, fun.
He's so cute.
I was going to bring Tito.
Oh my god, you shut up.
He's literally this big. He's a teacup French bulldog.
So cute.
I got him from, and I'm all about adopt, don't shop, but personally for me, I lost my Frenchie that was a pure Frenchie that I got from this particular breeder. Mm-hmm. And when she passed, I was devastated. He hit me up. He's like, dude, I got the sickest dog for you. You got to come get her. And I did. Awesome. I'm in love.
Oh, Tito. We love Tito.
No, so adorable.
So sweetest. Oh, French bulldogs are the best.
He is. He's
the best. Very, very sweet. We also had Destiny did an interview with Entertainment Tonight. Mm-hmm. So she was kind of talking about the Vegas drama and, you know, her drama with Reza. And in the interview, she was like, we're all adults, like kind of what we were talking about. Let's just move on. And the Entertainment Tonight interviewer kept kind of poking her about it. And she was like, I can sleep with whoever I want. She got kind of real street again.
Period.
And I love when she kind of gets like that. She was wearing like knee-high boots. She looked great. So I was here for her interview. And she really put everyone in their place. And she said, she's like, I love Reza. Mm-hmm. And I put, you know, that friendship with that guy, Ali, on the back burner. I was like, goodbye. We are no longer friends. And she really made the right choice. So I was proud of my girl.
Good for her.
Yeah. I love her. She gets a lot of like mixed reviews, I feel like, but
I love
her.
I love her. She came from People's Couch, which was a Bravo show where you'd watch shows and react. So Bravo picked her from that, and she kind of got all the way to shots. So I think it's dope.
Yeah, I'm here for that. That's very cool.
She's a great addition to the show, I think. And she's really fun, and I love her kookiness and her Persianness.
She's fabulous. And then there's this picture from Mike's Instagram where it's like the 25 pound thing, and then you guys are going back and forth about, and Nima kind of shaded you, and I looked, and you guys are still following each other, like I said, so I think it's all in good fun. So.
Do you think you can lift that 25 pounds?
No way.
I don't think
maybe his teeth can. But listen, all Persians get veneers. Like, we love a veneer moment. Like, my uncle, I call him Mr. Piano Teeth. So we love a veneer moment, and if y'all ever need a veneer, my uncle's a plastic surgeon, I got y'all.
Ooh. I love that. You told me family your other uncle can do my nose job.
Yeah, family Perfect. Discount, girl. I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got you.
I think we have one more piece of news. Reza got into it a little bit on Twitter.
Yes, he did, honey. He came for people. Dang guy, I can't read that.
I have it on my phone. Okay.
Dang, you guys are smart.
I'm
200. MJ won't stop from being friends with the other
females ever again.
Right. So a fan said, did Reza and Lily Galici squash the beef at Golnessa's shower? The beef, a.k.a. MJ, who came in between my fave shots friendship. And Reza said, dang, you guys are smart. MJ won't stop me from being friends with other females ever again.
Oh, damn.
Ooh.
Remember Lily Galici, right?
I do remember her. Her dog ran in circles, remember?
She, like, that was her?
Yeah, that was her.
That was Lily Galici in circles, yeah.
Yeah, the cutie. And she's, like, I mean, she has an empire now with the eyelashes and her makeup and stuff. I went to a party she had. There was mermaids in the pool, and then Lily was 4 hours late at the party. It was awesome. She showed up for 30 minutes. It was great.
In true Lily fashion.
She did. She killed it.
She's a Persian Barbie. She's hot.
Yeah, she's hot, and she's a hard worker, and it's great. We're here for it. So I'm happy they're back together. That's nice.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't see it. I'm getting old.
No, far. I couldn't see either.
Stop it.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Well, I think that is all we have for today. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. You have no idea how much we appreciate it. Mike left making pizza to come join us.
Yes.
Yep. So
and I brought you guys gifts from my CBD line.
Yay!
You guys can pick and choose what you want here. There's one of each thing.
Same. That is so sweet.
This is the most potent stuff on the market. Like,
awesome. Thank God. What's good for sleeping?
And look at this packaging. Gummies. It's so deluxe. It's very Maxfield. I love it.
And then it's bougie packaging.
Yes, it is.
I brought a bath bomb.
I love the pouch.
Oh, I want the bath bomb.
How cute.
Mine.
All yours.
You gotta smell it.
You're the best. Thank you.
And then here's some other stuff.
I'll promote this on my Instagram. Get you some gay customers.
Well, he is our daddy, so.
Yes, he is, honey. You gotta work to the gays. Daddy. All your advertising should be shirtless.
I'm just gonna start. I was gonna come in here shirtless.
We love it.
Just me and Tito.
We're here for it.
Next
you should
time
come to Pride.
Sure.
I think you should walk in the parade.
Let's do it.
I'll make it happen. We'll talk off camera. We'll make this happen.
Let's do it.
Amazing. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. You can follow me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms, especially TikTok. I'm super into TikTok right now, so follow me.
I didn't get into that. You can find me on Instagram at Carla Alcontraris and Twitter at Carla_C.
You can find me at Instagram, Amir, A-M-I-R, Yas, _. And then I'm also on TikTok. It's the same thing, Amir, Yas. Follow me. I need followers.
And Mike, where can they find you if they don't already?
All social media platforms. Mike Showhead. Just hashtag Shaws and my picture will pop up and you can follow.
Yes, it will.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.